What is your request for information, Grace?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Lawrence what he's objecting to about this motion. What objections are there to this motion?
Well, I don't have any particularly strong objections to this motion. I just want the governance committee to be able to take a look at it, because I sense that incumbent in this motion there could be some bylaws concerns. There could be some additional concerns in regards to notice postings and additional things that we do that we aren't doing because we are not meeting in person. So that's why I would like it referred. Now, I'm not objecting to it, but I think this motion would inform the governance committee as to how to add additional stuff to it. As you said, some additional suggestions and some more concrete ideas. Thank you.
I'll call you in a second. I wanted to speak on this briefly. I think we can pass this motion and the governance committee can then review it. And if they want to add other items to it, they can do that. I don't see any contradiction there. Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay. I don't speak against the motion. I'm speaking against the process. And I think one of our problems as a governing body is that we do too many piecemeal motions, and therefore almost none of us can cite them after they've been passed, because it's very difficult to go through the records, because we approve this, we approve that, and we approve this. Now, what I would suggest is that we can send out a directive, which I think all stations, the basis and the substance of this, most stations, as far as I'm concerned, KPFT knows it, whether it does it or not. It just makes it common sense to submit this documentation to Otis if you have a meeting and it needs to be properly posted. So what I'm suggesting, though, is that we don't rush to move this one piece of item. I believe what we really need is a policy. It doesn't have to be 2-3 pages, but I do know there's more to it than this, that people ought to be able to go to a motion that includes this and includes that and includes this. And maybe Otis ought to be consulted even further to say, what has he noticed that is not being done, that is already stated, but it's not codified. So if we pass this and then the governance committee comes up with 4 or 5 other suggestions, I just don't think it makes sense to do it in the piecemeal. I think that all we need to do tonight, send out a directive, send out a memo, send out a suggestion that basically covers this, send the postings to Otis, and then let the governance committee come back with this and that and this, and we'll have a more cohesive process dealing with KPFTX. That is my suggestion. Vote this.
Okay.
Don't even vote this motion yet. Refer it to the governance committee, and I think that motion is on the floor.
Okay, let's go to a vote now. This is a vote whether to refer this motion to the governance committee. If you're in favor of it, vote yes. If you're opposed to referring this to the governance committee, vote no. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs? This is the motion to refer to the governance. This motion to the governance committee. Or I'll come back to Vanessa. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman. Heather Gray.
No.
Right. Sabrina Jacobs.
Jan says yes.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Finchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev? Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, going back, we have, who did I miss?
Polina
Nancy
Vasiliev.
Sorden and Polina. Polina yeah. Vasiliev.
I think you never got Vanessa.
Oh, yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. The motion to refer the LSC responsibility for posting and recording. Vanessa, are you still with us?
She's no longer on this call.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. All right. So we have, let's see.
Chair, Secretary, you did go to Polina?
Yes, I did. She abstained. Seven yeses. Seven noes, and we have four abstentions. Let me recount.
Recording each one individually, or
okay, we have seven yeses, seven noes, four abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. This motion to refer failed.
Okay, so now we vote on the motion itself. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll?
Yes. Ray Sarin votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey?
Pass.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, Lyndon Foley?
Pass.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
I'm going to pass as well.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Wally James?
Pass.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
No.
All right. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Abstain.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Oh, Eileen gosh. Rosen? I'll come back to you.
Pass. Yeah, come back to me.
James Sagerton?
I'm sorry. You have to explain what a yes or a no is for me. I'm sorry. Pass.
Okay. LSB responsibility for posting and recording all LSB and LSB committee meetings. It's just after the, you know, it's responsibility to post the meetings per the bylaws, and then after the meeting is held, to communicate to Otis so that the meeting date, the name of the meeting, the time the meeting started, and the time it ended, so that he posts it in a timely manner, the audio of the meeting on KPFTX.
Chair, this is Don, so I have a point of order.
We don't take points of order during votes.
Already done.
Go ahead.
She motivated the motion.
There's no points of order. We're taking a vote. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. I'll wait till the next round. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
So, Chris Corey, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Pardon me?
Abstain. Sorry.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, are you here? Lyndon Foley, you passed.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Eileen Rosen?
I'll vote yes.
All right. Jim Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. And let me count up. Eleven yeses. Three noes. And four abstentions. Where do you wish to vote? 11 yes, 3 no's, 4 abstentions.
I'll vote yes.
Motion passes. 12 yes, 3 no's, 4 abstentions.
Okay, then we go to the next item on the agenda, which is a motion on management evaluation. That was submitted jointly by myself and Tom Voorhees. Tom, would you like to read and motivate the motion?
I will. Excuse me. Myself and Alex are proposing this motion to clarify the bylaws required management evaluation process to be as democratic and constructive as possible, as several of us LSD members have been frustrated with the existing limited process from more than one station. It is hoped passing this motion will help expedite removing the dysfunctional label from the PNB as we continue to build all Pacifica stations and some 220 affiliate stations forward. Alex, do you have something to add?
No, that was fine. Would you like to actually read the text of the motion?
I don't have it right in front of me, but Grace, can you read it? Do you have it there?
I do. Alex, perhaps you'd like to read it as you put it forward, as well as Tom.
Okay. All right. We're going ring around the rosy here. Sure. Whereas the local station boards are charged with the task of a yearly evaluation of management, and whereas a management evaluation requires strict guidelines to ensure fairness, objectivity, adherence to legal requirements, and respect for the rights of all involved, the Pacifica National Board directs the local station boards to implement the following procedures. 1. The bylaws mandated task of conducting a management evaluation shall be assigned to an ad hoc committee of the local station board created specifically to fulfill that function on an annual basis. 2. Members of the committee shall be selected by a vote of the local station board on an annual basis. 3. all members of the committee must sign a non-disclosure agreement. 4, the committee shall follow standard human relations practices in conducting their evaluation. 5, evaluation practices shall include the use of surveys and interviews to collect the views of paid and unpaid staff and of LSB members. Analysis of metrics in meeting financial and other goals and consideration of historical circumstances should play an essential role in the evaluation. The job description of the manager being evaluated should serve as a template to determine if goals are being met. The committee should also take into account the de facto practice of the manager in considering the job responsibilities being evaluated. The evaluation process should follow accepted guidelines for objectivity, fairness, and compliance with all legal and contractual obligations. The privacy of the individual being evaluated should always be a priority. The committee may ask for assistance from Pacifica's Human Resources Division if questions arise in the course of this process. 6, once the committee has finalized its evaluation, it must send its recommendation to the local station board for its recommendation. 7, the local station board, after completing its evaluation, must send it to the executive director of Pacifica for final disposition in accordance with the bylaws. Last item, any management evaluation currently in progress that is not compliant with the above standards shall be restarted. And there's an appendix that quotes the section of the bylaws that pertains to this. It's Article 7, Section 3, called Specific Powers and Duties of the Local Station Board. It says, each LSB, acting as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors, shall have the following powers and duties and responsibilities related to its specific radio station under the direction and supervision of the Foundation's Board of Directors. And item number C under that is to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. Item number C, D says, both the executive director and or an LSB may initiate the process to fire a station manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain the general manager shall be made by the board of directors. And item number E under that section is to prepare an annual evaluation of the station's program director. So that's the motion. The floor is open for discussion. And we need a second first. We need a second first. Do we have a second?
Lauren seconds. I'd like to be on stack.
Okay, Lawrence, you're a second, and you want to be on the stack. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Ron to the stack.
Jan Goodman and to the stack.
Ron, Jan. Who else? Okay, we'll take some more stacks if we need to.
Andrea Turner.
Andrea wants
stack.
To be on the stack. Okay.
Lyndon.
And Lyndon. Okay, let's stop there for now. Lawrence, go ahead.
Chair. Chair Chris Corey with a point of order. Sorry.
What is your point
I believe
of order,
we're past.
Chris?
I believe we're past time now. I'd like to move to extend for 10 minutes.
Well, this is actually a 20-minute item. I don't think we're past time yet.
We're not. I thought the meeting was supposed to end at 10. No.
I don't think we have a time certain for 10, do we?
Okay. I thought I saw that. Am I wrong? Okay. Withdrawn.
I'm not aware of it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I support this motion because of the need for cohesiveness and continuity. I just like to move point number four, that human relations practices be human relations be removed and are substituted by human resources, because we don't have a human relations department, we have a human resources department. So that's my amendment. So I'd like to strike human relations and put in its place human resources practices in conducting their evaluation.
Do we have a second for that?
Second.
This is Sandra.
I'm trying to be on the stack, and I agree.
Thank
you, Lauren.
Okay, we have a second for that. Are there any objections to that minor amendment, which I think is a good one? Okay, thank you. Let's continue with the stack then. Ron, you were next.
Yeah, my question about this is simple. We, you know, stations, you want to mandate that the stations, that the LSBs, you know, form ad hoc committees. You want to mandate it. Right now, it's an option according to the bylaws. You know, if the LSB determines that, you know, it wants to, you know, create such a an entity, has done so. Yeah, PFW has done so. And that's what brings me to this reality. Now, sometimes those committees, you know, people who, you know, sign up for those committees have agendas in terms of evaluating people. And, you know, it makes a mockery of the process. You know, I'm not saying that for all the different stations, but, you know, I know that we have experienced that. And so mandating, you know, this process that's already allowed as an option, you know, in the bylaws, I think is not necessary. So, you know, I agree with the whole process there, except for mandating it. Okay, I think the LSB should have that option, because they may want to explore other options in terms of how they want to evaluate, you know, their GM and PD. You know, I know that you know, we're looking at, you know, a more inclusive way to involve our board members, you know, in that process, so that, you know, so it won't get skewed around, you know. So I can tell you stories, but we ain't gonna get into all of that. All right, so that's my biggest concern. I just don't like the word mandate. I don't like issuing a directive that, you know, that the LSBs have to do it that way. That's all. Thank you.
If I can just respond to that, Ron, I think what you're talking about, point number one, the bylaws mandated task.
Right. The bylaws.
So that's a reference.
LSBs.
Yeah, that's a reference to the bylaws. It's not. We're not. The motion itself isn't saying that the local station board is required, is mandated to do this. It's the bylaws that are saying that. And we're just
no,
trying
it's not.
To...
No, the bylaws are not saying that. The bylaws are saying that the LSB is their responsibility to evaluate, yes, okay, whether they want to do that by committee or whether they want to do that, you know, in some other way as an entire board. You know, that's at the discretion, you know, of that LSB. The mass committees and things like that serve at the pleasure of the LSB. You know, so and once again, that's not mandated in the bylaws. That is an option, and it says that clearly.
Okay. Well, so you want are you proposing then an amendment to I'm not clear. Are you proposing an amendment to allow a full LSB to conduct an evaluation instead of a committee?
Yes.
Okay.
I like for the LSBs to have that option. You know, and right now the bylaws give them that option. Give us that option. There's no need to mandate that. That it's already
okay.
There.
So you wanna? Why don't you just we can
point of order?
You can,
point of order.
Are you allowed to goad the member into making an amendment or a motion? Do the rest of us on the stack get to speak?
I'm allowed to try to get the discussion moving forward, and if in my opinion the member is trying to make an amendment, I can try to help him formulate that. I think that's part of my duty as chair.
Okay. The only word I have is the word mandate. That's in item one.
The parliamentarian LSB, would like to speak.
That the PMB mandates the creation of an ad hoc committee.
Okay. Let's go to the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my computer is in the shop right now, and I do not have the bylaws of Pacifica handy. But if someone on this board has the bylaws handy, I would like for them to go to the section that Mr. Pinchback is speaking of and read that section. I think it would just take a minute or a minute and a half if somebody has the bylaws handy. Mr. Chair, I'm asking you to take that time out.
I quote the relevant section in the motion, actually, at the end of the motion.
I'd like it to be read, okay. Mr. Chair.
Okay, let me read it. I did read it, but let me read it again. This is from section Article 7, Section 3. It says, each LSB, acting as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors, shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to its specific radio stations under the direction and supervision of the Foundation's Board of Directors. And then there's a couple of clauses after that that I skip, and I go directly to item number C, which deals with this topic. It says, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. And then it follows that.
So what does it say before that? What is that complete sentence before that?
Okay, These are the powers of the board.
These are the powers of the board. The annual evaluation is part of the powers of the whole board. So that's one relevant section.
Give me a minute.
I thought I saw there where it says that the board may, and I emphasize the word may, and I'm paraphrasing here, set up a committee to do that job.
That's exactly what it says.
That committee would then have to come back and bring their findings and their report to the full board.
Or that committee will set up the process by which the entire board can participate in that evaluation. So
same thing. That's the same thing. Damn, same thing.
Mr. Chair, Sandra, can I be on the back, please? And this is Lydia to the stack.
Okay. Okay, just to answer the question, item number A under that is an item about reviewing the station's budget. Item number B is to screen and select a pool of candidates for general manager or program director if you don't have a permanent one. Item number C is to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. And that's what it says. And there is something else there that says that the local station boards may create committees, may delegate these tasks to committees. That's the point I'm making,
and that's why in your proposal you use the word mandate
I didn't say that the I never said the bylaws mandate the creation of a committee. I said
I'm talking about the bylaws mandated.
Okay, well, the motion is a suggestion for a procedure to carry that out. Again,
right,
item one
it starts with, you know, the PMB that mandates that, you know, that the boards follow, you know, set up this ad hoc committee, you know, to do this work. And that's my
point of order. Dwayne Lark, point of order.
What is your point of order, Mr. Lark?
Point of order is Article 7, if we're not going to deviate from the written procedures in our bylaws, as you refer to Article 7, specifically Section 3, your motion does not include the A through M, just three of them, but it does in Section 3, Part E of the A through M. Part E says to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of station program director, et cetera, et cetera. And it says the same thing in section, the end of the wording is, set up, appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. And just an example, KPFT has done that for 20 or 30 years, called the Management Selection and Review Committee, of which all members, if the LSD, if they want. So I think this is already addressed, is the point of order. If you read the bylaws.
Yeah.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Chair, I have a point of order. This is Lawrence.
Lawrence, what is your point of order?
I think there's too much of a two-way street going on here, and there's a stack. I'd like to suggest that the chair follows the stack.
Okay, we're going to follow the stack. I was just trying to clarify with Ron if he was proposing
Mr. Chair,
an
amendment. Sandra, I would like to know if I'm on the stack.
Sandra, I heard you and you're on the stack, please.
Thank you.
Chair, time check. We got 4 minutes left on this item.
Okay. We're gonna continue with this stack. I think Jan was next on the stack. Go ahead.
I thought Andrea was on the stack.
Jan is next on the stack.
Okay.
Then Andrea.
Yes. I am concerned that it sounds like this motion is saying that you can only consider items that are supposed to be, or that can be evaluated by some kind of a metric, and I'd like to ask if that is the case, because I think, for instance, one of the things that a good manager does, and that we want good managers to do, is to build a sense of cohesion and shared goals at the station so that people at the station are, you know, working together. And that is difficult to do, although you could, you know, quantify it by people, having people, you know, measure it by 1 to 5. But I'm just concerned that if we pass this as it is that going to exclude that kind of consideration?
Okay. Andrea, you're next on the stack.
Wait a minute. I would like to ask, we have Anita Sims on the phone.
Sounded like
still.
You were finished.
I think, okay, well, sorry, I talk slow. I apologize. I'm from South Los Angeles. I wanted to ask Anita Sims if that is the kind of thing that could or should be included in an evaluation, and if she thought that would be something that could be included, considering the way this motion is written.
Okay. Andrea, you're next on the stack.
Wait a minute. Ms. Sims, I asked if she could comment on that. Since
this
she's here.
This is a discussion. It's not a Q&A session, Ms. Goodman. If Ms. Sims wants to contribute to the discussion, she's free to, get on the stack. Andrea, you're next.
Are we asking our HR person to, just get on the stack?
Ms. Goodman, could you please let the next person speak? Andrea?
I have a concern that it needs to be separated out. The evaluation is one part, but you jump to the end where you start talking about firing and terminating. That is another process. First, we go through the evaluation, and I believe that we should follow up with the if whatever the recommendations are coming out of.
Ms. Turner, I think we lost you. There's nothing in the motion about firing or terminating anyone, by the way. I don't know where you got that from.
Mr. Chair, can you read the stack?
You mentioned it, Chair. You said fire.
No, I was quoting the bylaws. There's nothing in the motion on this. Okay. The remainder of the stack is Lyndon, Sandra, and
Chair. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to continue. We need a motion to extend.
Paulina moves to extend for 7 minutes, and I also would like to be in the stack with a minor amendment. Just
okay, Paulina, 7 minutes. Do we have a second on that?
I'd like to make it 10 minutes. Amend it to 10 minutes.
Let's make it 10 minutes.
Fine.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Paulina seconds.
Okay. And are there any objections? Okay. I believe Lyndon is next on the stack.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. I guess I made the mistake of reading the amendment as it was published on the draft agenda at 11:30 a.m. this morning. And it had verbiage in there about the ad hoc committee having at least 5 people, no more than 9. And it said a couple things to me. Number one, it would be good to have a smaller number, but it would be hell trying to get to that number. I can just imagine a yelling and screaming to do this. But then we get, shortly before the meeting, we get another, we get a revised, I don't know why all these revisions, took place between this morning and this evening. I mean, it's quite a few revisions, and it took out the number of people that would be on any sort of ad hoc committee. So, we have a management review committee, and at least half our LSBs on it, and I imagine if we had a review committee different from our management review committee that we have now, we might have everybody on the LSB on it. So this is pretty confusing to me.
Okay. Sandra?
Hi. Thank you. And just to go back a step, thank you, Lawrence, for pointing out the human relations should be human resources. I totally agree with that. And to follow up with what Lyndon was referring to, KPFT has a standing committee. It's called the Management Selection and Review Committee. And anybody who wants to be a part of that committee, all they need to do is attend 3 consecutive meetings, and they have voting rights. And we are tasked with evaluating the general manager and or finding a new general manager. And long story short, our committee, as it now stands, out of a LSB of 24 members has 20 members of the LSB on this committee. They weren't voted on. They all showed up, and they have continued to show up, and they have continued to voice their concerns and to give their input. So I sort of think, you know, you're going along the right path trying to establish a way to evaluate general managers, but you're making it way too complicated. It does not need to be that complicated. And the other issue that I would like to point out is that in the process of trying to hire or post for a general manager at KPFT, a permanent general manager at KPFT, is that we don't have the guidelines. You know, we a couple of years ago, a group of the MSRC came up with a job description. And, you know, there was a lot of back and forth. I wasn't a participant back then, but when we created a subcommittee to review that job description, you know, there were a few minor tweaks. And when I sent that to NEDA, you know, my response was that, or the response I got was that, you know, it would be great if we could have a general job description that was uniform across the board. And I totally agree with that. But at this juncture, I don't have time for that. So I'm going with the job description that our subcommittee reviewed and approved, and that's what's posted on Pacifica.org. But, yes, it would be great if we had a general job description detailing exactly what every general manager should and is expected to do, and we would have a criteria list of how they fulfill those job duties. So, you know, I think it's a good start to try to do this, but until everybody gets on board with the same process, you know, you're just kind of paddling upstream. So our Management Selection and Review Committee is a standing committee of KPFT. We are an active committee. We have 20 members, which is, you know, 20 members out of 24, which is basically the whole LSB. You know, there's a few people that don't participate. But long story short, it would be great to have this uniform across the board. And I got that from NEDA. And I think what you're trying to do is good, but you're making it too complicated. It doesn't need to be that complicated. And as far as people being elected by the local station board, well, you know, I think the way that KPFT is doing it is fair. It's a little awkward, but it is fair because anybody on the LSB who wants to participate can. And as long as they attend 3 meetings, they have voting rights. And, you know, some of our meetings have been very contentious, but for the most part, everybody is looking towards finding a good general manager, and the next part is trying to evaluate the one that we've got, and even further down the road is to set a standard, a guideline. This is what we expect. Thank you.
This is Andrea. I was cut off, so I just wanted to make sure that my point was made.
Okay, I can put you back on the stack if you want, Andrea. You want to be back on the stack?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'll put you on after Duane. And Ron, I got you after Dwight, actually, and Andrew will be after you. That's right. Lydia, you're next.
Yeah, okay. So the LSB is charged with this. And then if they want to have an ad hoc committee, you know, they can. I think the motion should just be that all LSBs and or their ad hoc committee should first, at the beginning of every process, should, whether it's a hiring process or an evaluation process or a firing process, whatever, that they should contact our human resources from NETA and have some guidelines. They're not very complicated. It's when you interview, you know, you ask the same question of all the candidates. I mean, it's a simple process. Most of us have done it for years. I agree. We should have a uniform job description. There are some regional differences that can be an addendum to the basic job description. But nevertheless, and I don't see the need for this motion. I think that most of the LSBs, what I do see a need for is some human resources guidance. That's what I get most of the questions about. And I think that should take care of most of the issues. I think the last thing we need is to absolutely mandate yet another committee, because the whole LSB ultimately has to should be involved. They were the ones that were directly elected by the members. And so that's my thought.
Okay.
Grace for the stack.
Grace, okay, I got you after Andrea. Alina, you're next.
My concern has already been raised, so I'll skip my turn. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, you're next.
Okay, I want to quickly address at least three points, the first one of which I find, even with KPFT LSB's dysfunction, as Sandra alluded to, having so many members on the committee has not proven to be any more problematic than having an LSB. And I think the whole purpose of the bylaws is to give the LSB some type of liberty, some type of decision-making of itself, that if it wanted to do it as a whole, or it could appoint a committee, it's chosen to appoint a committee. Although, I just want to add to Sandra's point that if you attend the first meeting of any committee of the LSD, you have voting rights. It's only after you didn't make the first meeting that you would have to be at the meeting three meetings in order to get rights. However, I think I could support this motion.
I just interested myself. Don't talk.
Okay.
Hello?
I could support this motion if but for item two, because I think that would be problematic in trying. I think Linda is alluded to that. I know Sandra being the chair of our local MSRC, and we've had three previous chairs that have worked very effectively with competing minds, that it's problematic to try to choose, because you're always going to have at least one or two or three different prevailing thinkers of entities on a particular local station board, as it is with this board. So I would move, or I would say that if a substitute motion was made that deleted item two, I believe all the LSBs ought to be doing what this motion brings forth in the first place. I know KPFT has been doing it for the last 20 or 25 years, everything that's articulated in this motion. So I don't see it counterproductive. I think Sandra alluded that it's a good start, but I would move to substitute a motion that extracts item two, because I see that as the most problematic part of this proposal.
Chair, timekeeper?
Yeah.
Chair, we are out of time for this item, and we are half an hour, 33 minutes over time certain for executive session. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay. And do we have a motion to extend time?
This is great. I'd like to extend time for 5 minutes.
Paulina, second.
Okay. Do we have any objections? Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. If I can just go back to my turn very briefly, I just found a typo in line 2 of the motion where it says ensure should be spelled with an E, not an I, I believe. Ensure fairness, objectivity, adherence to legal requirements, et cetera, et cetera. That's all.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Paulina. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. Did anybody hear my explanation? Because I hung up by mistake, and I don't know if I did it before or after I spoke. I ended with that.
My thought.
We heard you, Lydia. You
okay,
did it after you.
That was all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Joanne, did you have anything else?
No, I did have a motion, but it didn't get a second, so we can go on.
Okay. Ron?
Okay. Alex, this is Grace. I haven't spoken yet. Can I please?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you hadn't spoken yet. Yeah, sure, Grace. Go ahead.
Okay.
She was after me. This is Andrea.
You've already spoken, Andrea. Go ahead, Grace.
No, but you put me back on the list.
You're back
clear.
On the list.
Dwayne, Chair.
Okay, let Andrea speak because Andrea's not going to be quiet until we let her speak. So go ahead, Andrea.
Well, no, that wasn't the point. The point was that I was before Grace after I told you I was off the line. My point is that this needs to be separated out and not to have discussion of termination in the process of when we're trying to go through an evaluation process, then there needs to be that continuum to what the outcome is. Then we have to mark that as another issue, another point. And so in essence, I go along much with the bomb on this. Thank you.
Okay, Andrea, there's nothing about termination in this motion.
Well, you did mention a firing near the.
Yeah, I was quoting the bylaws. That's not the motion.
Yeah.
Okay, Grace, can you go?
Okay. All right. Listening to Ron and to Dwayne, I think they both made good points. I'd like to put forward a slight amendment to this motion, and that is to change the first sentence, which is whereas the bylaws charge local station boards the task of a yearly evaluation. That's a slight change. And then point number one, I would remove the bylaws mandated and just say the task of conducting a management evaluation may be assigned to an ad hoc committee of the local station board created specifically to fulfill that function on an annual basis. And then two, if an ad hoc committee is formed, members of that committee shall be selected by a vote of the local station board on an annual basis. Because I believe that what Ron said is true, the entire local station board could participate. Therefore, an ad hoc committee would not be needed. So this gives the option, but if there is an ad hoc committee formed, it should follow these
parameters.
For instance, that all people on the committee must sign a non-disclosure agreement, and if this is done by the entire LSV, then everyone on the LSV should formally sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. Do we have a second for this? This is an amendment.
Chris Corey seconds. Chris Corey seconds.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I have a question.
I do too.
By non-disclosure agreement, is that the same thing as a confidentiality agreement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, thank you. That's what
Mr.
we are
Chair,
requiring.
Okay, so do
Paulina with a request for information?
Hold on.
I have a request for information.
Did we get a second on that amendment or not?
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Chris Corey seconded.
Okay, that's right. What is your request for information, Dwayne?
I would like for you to answer the question because you are one of the motioners. When you have stated in item two, which is my problem, how is the minority groups on a LSB protected and assured a right and privilege of being on such an ad hoc committee if, for instance, you have a supermajority on a local station board that will not vote part of the minority group onto such committee? How they protect
Well, we have STV voting, which ensures that minorities are represented on any boards or committees.
I think you ought to articulate that because sometimes that is not the process because it doesn't state that you have to use. Most in our bylaws, as I've read them several times, there's articulated requirements of an STV balloting for certain things, and it's not articulated in others.
Well, all votes,
Mr. Chair.
Let me just answer that question. According to our bylaws, anytime there's any kind of a vote, it's either an STV vote or an IRV vote. If it's more than one person running for a position, then it's an STV vote. If it's just one position being contested, then it's an IRV vote. There can't be any other kind of votes. That's what the bylaws require.
Mr. Chair,
Ron?
Just a point of information for Dwayne. It seems to me like what KPFT is doing, it proves that an entire LSB can be involved, you know.
Right.
And so that's
I have a problem with it.
That's very exactly. And right now, the protections are already there. You know, now it's up to the LSB to set up its parameters as to how that committee is going to be set up. But so it's up to that LSB to determine that. But KPFT got it right. You know, anybody that shows up is eligible to participate. You know, as long as they attend three meetings. I mean, I think that's more than fair, and that puts some skin in the game. But I just wanted to say it works.
Yeah, Ron,
back.
I just want to...
Timekeeper, we are at the time for this item. Or this suspension.
Okay, do we want to extend another 5 minutes so we can finish this?
No.
Who's on the stack? How many people are on the stack?
Well, actually,
Paulina
just
Paulina
had
a request
point.
For information. No, Paulina had a request for information that was not granted yet.
We can't do anything until we get an extension of time. Does anybody want to...
5 minutes.
I'll move
to extend for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
This is Sandra.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Paulina, you have a request for information?
I do. I'm wondering how the item number 7, or actually it should be 8, the last item in the motion now stands. It says that any management evaluation currently in progress that is not compliant with the above standards shall be restarted. How that will be interpreted, because if the formation of an ad hoc committee is now it's no longer mandatory, but rather an option.
We have not debated the there's an amendment. We have not passed that amendment
okay.
yet.
I see. The other question I had was about. I'm missing it. You know what? That's fine. I'll skip that one until it comes back to me. No problem.
Okay, Lydia?
I have a question.
Yeah, so part of what Paulina mentioned was what I was going to say. I think if something is already in progress, you have to rethink that and see if that's part of HR noncompliance.
because the person being evaluated might challenge you're starting all over, blah, blah, blah. You just never know. I would suggest that HR be consulted on that. But I wanted to correct, in terms of STB, the bylaws specify STB for an election, which is different than a hire or a, certainly different than what would be relevant to an evaluation. And so I just wanted to clarify that.
I have a question or point of information.
What is your point of information?
Well, as it is, since we are, this would address ad hoc committees as opposed to the LSB doing so. What we have at KPFT already is a standing committee. So this wouldn't even apply because it wouldn't be under the ad hoc committee concept. It is a standing committee called the MSRC, Management Selection and Review Committee. So it has consulted, its chair has consulted with NASA. So I suppose then there would be no question that its ongoing operations would be commensurate or comply with this order. But I did appreciate Lydia's point because I knew I'd read the bylaws pretty well several times. And that's why I've always said that bylaws kind of go back and forth on what is STB balloting, what isn't. And I think she's absolutely correct. It doesn't address, it doesn't mandate STB balloting with committees. And that's my concern with number two and why I said if this came to a vote, I would reluctantly have to vote no. But if it was deleted, I could support it.
Yeah, no. When you vote for the membership of a committee, that is definitely an STB or IRB vote. If you're voting on a motion or something, that's another story. So we're talking about
Polina.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up. Ron, what is your point of information?
Would it be appropriate or inappropriate to make a motion to defer this to another committee, to the personnel committee, for example?
It may be appropriate, but you have not been given the floor to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Polina, with a request for information.
We're going to go to a vote. I think we have to finish this up.
Mr. Chair, this is Polina.
Polina, what is your request for information?
Apologies. I remembered what I wanted to bring up. It's not clear from this motion how many members would comprise this ad hoc committee. Would that be left up to the LSBs?
At this point, yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
wait a minute. Alex, is that according to your motion, or doesn't that motion set limits?
No. Where do you see
limits? Does.
No, I'm,
there's
I'm,
no
I'm
limits here.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I have a motion to make.
I think we want to go to a vote. We have a motion on the floor. We have an amendment on the floor right now.
Okay, well, I'd like to make a motion to postpone, Chair, and refer. I'd like to make a motion to refer, actually.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor, and you have not been recognized, Lawrence.
Well, you just recognized me, sir.
I think you broke it.
I think so, Chair.
Okay.
So.
All right. You want to postpone this
okay.
thing?
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to refer, Chair, to the personnel committee.
To the personnel committee.
I second.
Okay. There's a motion to refer this to the personnel committee. It has a second. So I think that takes precedence over the amendment. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Sure. Yes, it does. You're right.
Okay. Let's just go to a vote on this. Refer to the personnel committee. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll? Hello, Grace. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Grace Aaron passes. Chris Corey?
This is the motion to refer, yes?
Yes.
I'll vote yes on that.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Lyndon
yes.
Foley? Okay.
Abstain.
Lyndon Foley? Okay.
Abstain.
Jan Goodman?
Yes, to refer.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
All right. Sean Rose?
Abstain.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Pass.
Okay. Sorden? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
Okay. Grace Aaron, I passed. I vote yes. And let's see who else passed. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes. Which committee is it being referred to?
Personnel. Okay.
Yeah,
how do you vote, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Very good. All right, so we have 17 yeses, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. This vote to refer passes.
Chair, request information.
We're about to adjourn, but if you make it quick, go ahead.
Yeah, it's quick. So we'll take this up on Monday, the personnel committee?
It's been referred there.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. It's 10:53. Do you want to take a 7-minute break, and we'll come back at 11 o'clock Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay, see you in a few minutes. Good night.